Hi, Paul.
Look at the energy.
Hi, hey.
This is a woman who does good. Oh. Now, and here's the proof. You see this picture? And I'm sharing this picture because this
that?
I don't want her to see.
What is
This is a picture of her and me at an event. Wait. Donate a photo, fund prostate cancer research.
Oh, that was
donate a photo, Johnson & Johnson. It's a great picture.
It's
and
a great
it's,
shot.
I think it's quite apropos to who you are on your philanthropic, on your socially mindedness. And in addition to being a great actor, did you ever write a book too?
You know, I have ideas for several books. I have actually, thank you for asking, I have a children's book.
Take that mic.
I have a couple of books actually that I
Elton, keep
finish.
It down. It's nice, but we gotta talk now.
We're in the 80s. Thank you. Yeah, no, actually I have a poem, my very first poem I ever wrote, called Clouds. I'm in the process of developing that into a children's book. So thank you for asking.
And clouds in what sense?
Well, I'm the only person who's not a pilot in my family.
Oh.
So I was raised, my dad had a little six-seater Cessna, and we used to fly everywhere when I was a kid. And so there was a lot of, you know, that was before phones and anything that was, even before like Walkmans. So there was nothing to do.
I love my Walkman.
Except stare out the window. And so I wrote a poem about clouds. So, I want to turn that into a kid's book. So.
All right. Well, clouds would be... You know, I was looking at clouds today, and I was looking at them because I my refrigerator broke today. And so I was at the Best Buy buying a new refrigerator, but there on the old Samsung big TV, these big TVs, they're monster TVs, they had all this nature, I think it was called Earth Planet 2 or something, and they showed these pictures of clouds and just nature, and it's beautiful clouds. Aren't they?
Absolutely.
You can see many faces in them. Have you ever seen anybody in the cloud?
You know, there's aliens and things, I think, that are always popping through.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm from California. You have to remember. There's a lot of desert out there. Every now and then, something looks a little bizarre coming through the
clouds. They deserve a view. You know, it's the same same price. And so now tell us, you have an upcoming show. It's I believe this Friday here in New York, and tell us about it.
Marlena? Well, Marlena is
or
how
Marlena.
You
Marlena.
Okay, Marlena Dietrich is how you pronounce her name. The show was called Marlena in the past, and this time we're calling it Dietrich. So it's gone through a bit of an evolution. It's a work in progress. Basically, Hugh Hefner was known as Hef. He wasn't known as Hugh. So Marlena wasn't known as Marlena. She was known as Dietrich. So, yeah, this Friday at the Triad Theater at 9:30, it's a one-woman show. I do have a pianist accompanying me. It's an hour and 20 minutes, no intermission, and I'm really thrilled to be bringing it to New York. I did it for three nights in the New York Theater Festival's Winterfest in February, but this is its first actual official booking in a legit theater outside.
She has a great theater, a great place. And can we still get some tickets? Where can we do that?
Sure, you need to just go to the Triad website. It's triadnyc.com. And Dietrich, you can put that in. I'm also findable on Facebook, Cindy Marin Angel. And there's a lot there. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram as Dietrich Play. We also have a website called dietrichplay.com. And you can go there, and there's a ticket link there as well.
Now, why Ms. Dietrich? Why? Why are you fascinated, I would imagine, and honored, I imagine, and many other words, to play her? Why?
I am honored to play her. This is in my little playbill that I'm a member of the Actors Studio, and there's a great playwright there. His name is Willard Manis, and he is known for writing shows and plays about famous, iconic actors. And he had asked me he had an original play called Berlin Cowboys, and in it I was cast as a Pufmutti, which is a madam in the Cold War in Germany. And he had asked me to sing Falling in Love Again. And so as I researched that, I realized, well, Marlena Dietrich sings it. And I didn't know anything about her. But I realized, A, she's in my vocal range. When I was a baby, I fell over on a Tinker toy and it lowered my voice. True story. My mother left me with a babysitter and I was crying, wow, wow. And she came back and it was like, wow, wow. So I've had quite an adventure with this voice that I wasn't born with, but I guess I was meant to have. So Marlene Dietrich was a contralto, as I am as well, and I can sing her songs in her range, and anything she couldn't hit, she just spoke through, and I love that. And she wasn't really a singer. She really wasn't, and yet she was the highest paid singer in Vegas.
Sure.
Yeah, she was the highest earner at Paramount back when they were doing things, so, and she toured all over, so that's interesting. Playing her in general, first of all, we're in crazy political times, as she was back then, and questioning the government and all sorts of things, right? We've got issues with Russia, you know, things like that. So I think it's very poignant to, she was a woman who stood up against her own, and she stood up for her own beliefs. And she was German. I don't know if most people know. She was born in Germany, and then she was brought over by the director Josef von Sternberg to Hollywood to do 6 films with him after she had done the first one called The Blue Angel in Germany.
And one of the kinds of things that I think I know a little bit in regard to her is her voice was actually, I'm not sure if she fell over on a Tinker toy, but it sounded like it. No, what does Marlene Dietrich sound like, or what do you sound like if you do care to share a little sound, a little song of Marlene?
You want me to sing? Are you asking me to sing as Marlene?
Yeah,
ah, okay. Well. So many people are familiar with the song Falling in Love Again, and I think one of the most important parts are the beginning of the song, which she's very known for singing, falling in love again, never wanted to, what am I to do, can't help it, love's always been my game, play it how I may. I was made that way, can't help it. So that's a little bit.
Wow.
Are there other questions you'd like to actually ask me as Marlene?
So how do you since in essence, I'll just let you know that you aren't Marlene, but the point is, how do you gain the sound of her voice? I mean, do you practice that, or what gives you the good feeling to be able to really sound like her?
Well, I did hire an accent coach, Glenda Morgan Brown. I've worked with her in the past to do a British accent. I starred in The Real Thing in L.A. And actually, what's interesting about Marlene Dietrich is that she was raised to learn British English. So plus she had a touch of a German accent over it, but she also couldn't say R. So she would say American. So there's things like that. So A, I have to skip over every R like Elmer Fudd. And I have a couple R's in a row in a sentence I have to think about. Maybe it'll hit me later that are really kind of a tongue twister. But I've done a lot of listening to her, watching a lot of her videos, trying to, you know, I just kind of try to let it be once I'm actually on stage.
Uh-huh.
But I have a list of words that I go over every day of how she said things from the actual script. And Glenda was great about working with me. She just let me kind of fake what I knew. And I was asked to not do a heavy German accent because this takes place in 1960. And by then she'd had a lot of training in English and didn't have that heavy of an accent anymore.
All right. Okay. So it's Friday. We're in June of some month here, and that's what's the actual date?
Friday, June 22nd at 9:30 p.m. at the Triad Theater, which is 72nd and Broadway.
Upper West Side.
Upper West Side, right in your neighborhood.
Yeah, we love it.
New York City.
Let me ask you 2 other questions, actually. Sure. I've added a question to my questions.
Mm-hmm.
I ask, what does peace mean to many? And I believe I probably, over the time, have asked you, I might have even asked you at the meningitis event recently, where you also were doing a do-good thing. What does peace mean to you?
I mean, personal peace. is silencing the monkey brain, the chatter, the committee, and the head. So personal peace for me is staying very present in the moment and belly breathing with a focus on the exhale longer than an inhale. I can comment on Marlene Dietrich. She sold more war bonds than anyone in America. She the equivalency of almost $1 million back in the day.
Wow.
She also spent a lot of her own money to bring over many, many Jewish individuals and found them homes and jobs, which many people are not aware of. She was awarded the Legion d'Honneur from France, which is their highest honor, as well as the Honor of Freedom, Medal of Freedom from America, and also the highest honor in Belgium. She was horrified by... She was a violinist, and she was very well-read, and she was very proud of the artists that came out of Germany, and I know she was horrified at what Hitler did to Germany, and that is why she took such a stand. And we now know she's listed in the Washington Museum, Spy Museum. We now know that she was spying as she was touring the front.
Wow! Unexpected answer.
And the last thing I know I read from her was that all they wanted was to end the war. And she did whatever she could to try to make that happen faster. Her last regret before she died is because Hitler was all over her wanting her to come back and lead the Nazi film regime, was that she had not seduced him and killed him. She felt she could have done that.
Okay. All right. Okay. My last question, which I've just added, actually, is about love. What is love for you?
Oh, the highest vibrational state of being that one can achieve on this planet. That is love. I think for Marlena, I would separate sex and love for her, because I don't think she was controlled by her sexuality. She was notoriously bisexual. She had affairs with many, many people, famous and non-famous, powerful and non. And she loved very deeply. I think she loved food and people, and she was very plugged in and present in the moment. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on all your success. And I will say this is a big honor for me to get to interview you. In fact, I think I've done like 5,000 interviews. I don't think I've ever allowed anybody to hold the microphone.
Really? Paul, welcome to Paul. And you're comfortable, see?
I feel comfortable.
Doing a little hosting. We can do this together.
Yeah,
let's hit the red carpet.
I think it works out. All right, so now let me, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you, darling.
Okay.
I'll give you your mic back now.
Oh, I don't even want it. All right.